Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. Today is Friday, June the 9th of the year of our Lord 2023. And we are just grateful for what God is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are just excited with what God is doing, for giving us again another opportunity for us to stand on the gap, to start the day by calling unto his name and interceding for others and encouraging each other. So we are excited with this day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, and we are ready to receive what the Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to function and operate the way our Lord has assigned us to do today, because he is the God who orders our steps. So this morning, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We are praying a prayer of agreement, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. We are more than two here. We are more than three. And we do know that not just ourselves, but we have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit on our side. And if God is before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? And we know that we are more than conquerors through Christ our Lord. So let's be in agreement as we pray. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus, God, three in one. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name this morning. We thank you for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. We know, Father, it is not by might. It is not by power. It is not by our wisdom and anything that we have done, but it is by your Spirit, it is by your grace that we woke up this morning. Because we know there are some who went to sleep last night just like we did, but they did not wake up, they did not make it. But we are here and we are forever grateful in the mighty name of Jesus as we lift up our eyes this morning unto the hills. We lift them unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father God, because you are our keeper. Yes, you who keeps Israel. You neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Father God, for upholding us with your strong right hand. As we have decided, Father, this morning and forevermore to dwell in the secret place of you, our almost high God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we decree and declare this morning that you are our Lord. Yes, you are our refuge, our fortress. You are our God, and we do trust you, Father, for some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord, our God, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. You are our strong tower, Father. And when we run to you, Father, we are faith. So we run to you, Lord, this morning. We run to you, the creator of heaven and earth. We run to you, the almighty God, the merciful God. You are full of mercy and you are full of love. Your unfailing love, Father, is so great. You are full of compassion. Yes, that compassion that even blot out, wash away all our transgressions, all our shortcomings. Your compassion washes it away. It blots it away in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for washing away all our iniquities and cleansing us, yes, from all sin, washing us with your hyssop, Father, and wash us clean, that we'll be clean, Father, and be whiter than snow in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for not hiding your face from us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for not withholding your Holy Spirit from us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for creating a pure heart, a right spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, yes, the good shepherd. You are our God, the good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. Thank you, Father, yes, for making us lie down in green pastures and leading us in green pastures, Father, and leading us beside the still waters. Yes, when the waters and the storms of life want to sweep us away, but you hold us, Father, and you lead us beside the still waters. Even our friends and some of our family members, they just wonder why we are so calm in the midst of storms of life. Because you, our God, you lead us in the still waters of life, and you refresh our souls, Lord. Thank you for refreshing us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and guiding us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Not any other name, but your name's sake, Father. I thank you, Father God. I honor you in the mighty name of Jesus, that even if we pass through or walk through the path of darkness, Father, even the shadows of death, we are not afraid. There are some who are right now under the sound of my voice, who are in the midst of the storm, yes, who are right on the midst of the path of darkness and walking through these valleys of darkness. But Father, we are not afraid. We are not afraid at all, because we know you are with us. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are always present. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your rod and your staff. They comfort us. You are our comforter, Lord. As you said, you will send us the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, who is our teacher. He teaches us the hidden things that men cannot teach us, that no researcher can even research that. We can't even Google our way out to find it. But only you, Father, only your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who reveals to us in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who gives us wisdom, that at times we look back and we see things that we have accomplished and paths that we have gone through and issues that have passed through our way and how we overcame. And we know we have overcome it by the power and the blood of the Lamb, because the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, teaches us. Thank you, Father, and the wisdom that you give us, Lord, we thank you, because your word says if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And we do ask, Father, you who is the one who gives wisdom without even holding back. You are the giver of wisdom. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for anointing our heads with oil, Father. Not only do you anoint our heads with oil, but our cups run over. They run over. because you, our God, you also prepare a table for us in the middle of our enemies. While our enemies are watching, you prepare the table for us because you are our source, Father. You are our source. We do not depend on how much we make or how much investment we have done or who works for us or whom we work for. But we depend on you. You are our source, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we exalt you this morning, Father. We honor you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We honor you that your goodness, your mercy, your love, they follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that they overtake us. Yes, your grace that is sufficient in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, this morning. Yes, as we continue, Father, to believe and trusting you for the salvation of our brothers and sisters who are out there so that they can come and experience this goodness, that they come and experience this healing, this joy, the joy of the Lord, which is our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. We are believing, Father, for 2,300 souls to come into the kingdom this year, 2023. Not only that number, but our immediate, those around us. And we want to be part of that 2,300, that we go out there, Father, and win souls for the kingdom. So we pray, Father God, that we are not intimidated, we are not afraid, but we share, Father, the goodness. We tell the world what you have done for us, that serving you has saved our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that we break every stronghold, anything that is holding our brothers and sisters out there, whatever it is, Father. Some are being tormented by substance abuse. We have family members, loved ones, some friends, and we know, Father, that they are being controlled by these substances, whether it is alcohol or any prescription drugs or illegal drugs and anything and everything that is not of you. Some are even in this, they can control themselves. They self-immolate themselves and disrespect their bodies. They are now in prostitution. We come against that in the mighty name of Jesus. And there are some out there who are abusing other people, human trafficking, and child abuse, senior citizen abuse. We come against this spirit of abuse because we know, Father, they are controlled by this spirit, this devilish spirit, this thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we declare abundant life to our brothers and sisters. That's why we pray, Father God, that you draw them, Lord. Draw them unto you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because it is your desire, Father. It is your will that all men should not perish, but that they come to repentance, they come to believe and trust you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you open the eyes of the blind. Yes, they are walking around being blind, thinking that they can see, but they can't see. Open their eyes, Father, so that they can see that you are the Savior, you are their Redeemer. Lord, that they come and be grafted in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning. Yes, as we pray, Father, we are believing for healing those who are sick in their bodies. I pray, Father God, for your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus. For healing is the bread of the children. So this morning, Father God, we decree and declare total healing and loosen the blood of Jesus. Release it to go and touch those members of the body that are out of order. In the mighty name of Jesus, some have been suffering for a long time, but Jesus, the blood of Jesus does not lose its power. It does not expire. The blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross, it healed then, is healing now, and it will heal tomorrow because it does not expire. For Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for all our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, by your stripes, we are healed. So we decree and declare total, complete healing. Whatever the disease is, whatever the sickness is, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, or any shape or form, Father, we just decree and declare total healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. And some relationships, they need your healing, Father. They need your touch. So we continue to believe and pray for families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every family member will function and operate the way they should. I pray for order in these homes, Father, whether it's a single parent household or both parents are there. We still decree and declare order. Because the enemy, he's cunning. He doesn't care whether it's a single parent household or both parents are there. The enemy just comes. He wants to destroy. He wants to heal. But Father God, we thank you because we have you, the restorer, the redeemer, the one who redeems. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I pray, Father God, that you restore fathers back to their sons, husbands back to their wives, and wives back to their husbands, and families back to themselves, Father, that everyone function the way they should. Husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church. Actually, Christ literally gave himself for his bride, who is the church. In the mighty name of Jesus, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands. I thank you, Father, and children obeying their parents, for this is a command with a promise. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you that these men, these husbands, take their rightful place and be priests in their own homes and lead their families in the things of God. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. I glorify your name, and I pray for blessings in these families, because one of the biggest arguments and issues in these homes is finances. So I pray, Father God, that you bless them, give them wisdom, Father, to obtain wealth so that these fathers will be able to provide for their families, that they don't feel that they are being belittled because they can't provide for their families. I pray, Father God, because the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. And silver and gold belongs to you. You even said, if you let wisdom ask. So I pray that they ask for wisdom so that they know and come up with ideas, new ideas to get wealth, to open businesses. Those who are in businesses, Father, I pray that this business will grow and give them reliable and trustworthy helpers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, there might be some who are just struggling with transportation. They need reliable means of transportation. I pray, Father God, that you bless them with a reliable transportation, whether they need the finances to get the cars they have to function well, or they just need to be replaced with new cars. I received a handful of calls, people struggling with their vehicles, breaking down and this and that. So I pray, Father, if there is anyone under the sound of my voice who needs a reliable transportation, I decree and declare that let it be done so for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Those who are seeking jobs, who are unemployed, and they are seeking jobs, I pray, Father God, that you open doors for them, that they go out, as you said, as we talked about last week, that we ask and we seek and knock. So we are asking, Father, in prayer, and give them the wisdom and show them the direction, which companies or places of workplace where they can go. And as they go there, Father, polish up their resumes and be representable, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. But above all, Father, you are the source. We depend on you. We thank you, Father God. And some are complaining, have been in their jobs for a very long time, and they are complaining that they haven't been promoted yet. We do know that promotion comes from you, Father. It does not come from east or west, from north or south. But I do pray that you give them wisdom to prepare themselves that they are promotable. And as soon as they qualify, nobody can say no, Father, because we know when you say yes, no one can say no. When you say no, no one can say yes. And you are the promoter. You touch the hearts of those in positions of authority at their workplaces, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some you are just igniting inside of them so that they can step out and do something for themselves at their own businesses, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord. We continue to pray and trusting you for our children, Father. These kids, they are out of school. Some are already out, and some will be out this week or next week. I just pray, Father God, that you protect them, that no harm or danger befall them in this neighborhood, Father. And some, their parents, they actually need help to how to care for their young children. They can't afford to not to go to work, and they still cannot afford for a caregiver. So I pray, Father God, that you give them the resources, give them wisdom, and maybe some networking within the family members or within the neighborhood, Father. I pray, Father God, that as they do so, give them wisdom. And I pray for the protection of these children, that they will not be placed in the hands of people who will abuse them and take advantage of these kids. I pray against this spirit of abusing children. Some are being abused by their immediate family members. Some are being abused by neighbors or whoever. I pray that you expose all those abuses that are going on in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only exposing them, but those people be dealt with. Some need to be dealt with the rules and regulations of the laws of the land. And above all, that they come to repentance, that they will not do it again, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that you bless this family, these parents, Father. Provide for them that they will have a trustworthy, reliable place to put their kids while they work, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, as we pray for those expecting mothers, Lord, that they will carry their babies to full term and have their children healthy and they are strong themselves, supply everything they need. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. This summertime, people will be traveling and taking vacations. I just pray for protection as they travel, Father, up the highways or the skyways or even crossing the town, Father. I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus for your protection as we continue to pray for our nation, Father, coming against this spirit of murder, killing people. We pray, Father, that this summer is still going to be a good break for the children from school and parents taking time from work or spending time together. I come against the spirit of murder, this shooting, that is, when people gather, there won't be disorders and all these shootings. And so we continue to pray, Father, for your protection and intercede for our nation, Father, as we decree and declare your word, as you instruct us in Second Chronicles, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven and we will forgive our sins and heal our land. Our land needs healing, Lord. Forgive us, Father. We stand on the gap for forgiveness on behalf of our nation, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, as this election season is heating up, Father, we are already bombarded with these ads and everybody wants to be in leadership and whatever. Some, they will just want to promote their own agendas. I just pray, Father God, that it will be a calm election season, Father. And I pray, Father, as voters, that we will be well informed and put the rightful people in these positions of authority. So we pray that the Holy Spirit, you lead us. And as I pray, Father, talking about the elections, I pray for Zimbabwe, Father, that they are going through this election season, Father. There's a lot of chaos and a lot of disorder going on, different political parties, and some, they are taking it upon themselves that if you do not agree with my political party, you do not deserve to live, and they are taking other people's lives just because of political disagreement. So I pray, Father God, for peace in Zimbabwe, that we do not lose, no more losing lives because of this political dispute, Lord. So we pray, Father God, that you give us the right people, the right men and women in these positions of authority, in these executive branches, the legislative branches, the judicial branches, Father, even the military. Yes, our law enforcement, Father. I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that if they sit down, we send you Holy Spirit, because we will not be there, but we know we have you. The Holy Spirit, who is our representative, will be there as they come up with rules and regulations and policies and procedures that they do what is right for the betterment of the people, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord, this morning, for you are a mighty God. You are a gracious God. Anything and everything that concerns us, Father, you care for us so much that it concerns you. You take care of us. You are such a reliable God. You are a trustworthy God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I praise you this morning. In the mighty name of all my brothers and sisters, we're going to open up the lines so that we can praise God and thank God. We are not going to ask for anything. Let us just take a time to praise him, because he deserves the praise. He deserves the honor.
Thank you, God, and we praise you this morning. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, you alone are worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, from the rising of the sun, O Lord God, to the going down of the same, O Lord God. Your name is
Jesus. Let's not forget
the
benefits.
Bless
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I glorify your name. The one who forgives all my iniquities. I praise you, Father. The one who forgives all my shortcomings. I praise you this Thank you, Father, for restoring me back, for killing poverty and
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
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 Hallel
yesterday, today, and forever.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We bless your name, God. But for your love, O Lord God. But for your holiness, O Lord God. Your holiness, God. Your holiness, God. Your holiness, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, O Lord God. Your holiness, O Lord God. You are holy, Lord God. I call you holy. You are holy, Lord God. Holy and righteous are you, O Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Anani. God, yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. Fill it, Lord God. Fill the cup, O Lord God. Yes, God.
Thank you,
yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
10,000, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In your name, God. In your name. Lord God, work it out, O Lord God. Every request, O Lord God. Yes, God.
Lord,
the name of Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your grace. Your grace that is
sufficient.
In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of God, above every name of God. Yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. We thank you. We just can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you for making everything.
Yes, God.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
God.
Yes, God.
We thank you, yes, Lord. Lord, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Lord.
Hallelujah, yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, God.
Thank you,
all
Lord,
the miracles, God. You
yes,
just work
Lord.
Them so great,
Lord.
God. You work them so Lord. Great, God.
Oh,
there's no one else like
you,
God. No one else
Lord,
like you, God. No one else like
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Lord. How about Petros? Hallelujah, God.
God.
I call you holy. Holy and righteous
hallelujah.
Are you, Lord God. Yes, God. Every
yes,
request,
Lord.
God, we thank you for it, God.
Hallelujah,
Lord God. All in all, Lord God. You're all in all. You're the all in all. Yes, God.
Yes,
God. Be thy will, Lord. Thy will be done on earth, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Populate the kingdom, oh Lord God. On earth. Strength and fortify. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. The name. It's above every name, God. It's above every name, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Baba Khan Yosia. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Attend on to our prayers, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
God.
God. For your presence, God.
You are holy.
Thank you, Lord God.
Holy.
You're holy, holy.
Holy
is
you, Lord.
The Lord God.
Holy.
Yes, God.
Holy.
Yes, God.
Holy.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God. Holy, holy. Yes, Lord God.
Yes,
holy
Lord.
And righteous are you, God. Yes, God. Yes. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you,
Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you, God. There's none greater, God. There's none greater, God. None greater than the glory.
Serve
the glory, God. The honor and the praise. You are greater, Lord God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Lift our head. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory, the honor, Lord God. You are greatly to be praised today, Lord God. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus, God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. You're holy, God.
Yes, yes,
holy.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. You are holy.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I call you holy, Lord. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel good.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I feel good down in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Something mighty is about
you. Thank you.
Makes you feel
good.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you.
God.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Change. It was changed.
Yes, God.
If you have a prayer request,
God.
a praise
yes,
because
God.
You
Hallelujah.
Can do so.
We thank you.
Yes,
and
God.
I know we are heading towards
yes,
the
God.
Top of the hour,
Amen.
But we
We're
will
there.
Be mindful of time so that we each
yes.
get
yes,
an
Lord,
opportunity.
Lord, yes, yes.
Let's keep it brief
yes, God.
As we
yes,
announce
yes,
5 minutes, hallelujah.
And your prayer request or praise
hallelujah.
Report
God,
really quick in
thank
Jesus'
you,
name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. 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 Yes, God.
Okay, if somebody's talking,
yes,
I can't hear.
This is Sister. I want to ask
Sister Glenn.
Lena.
Lena. Mm-hmm.
I've been into the hospital and it's so wrong. We don't. And so we thank God for total healing. Believing God for total healing. The sound of her head. In the house of prayer for,
It's breaking up, Sister G. It's breaking up.
Can you hear?
We got Lena in the hospital.
Lena, okay.
Total healing for Sister Lena. Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with her? I will heal her body.
Hallelujah.
And for that.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Touch me in the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be here in the land of the living. And I would like to pray for Matthew. I believe he's about 7 years old, and he is nonverbal. He has some challenges. So we'll be praying for him, Matthew. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, amen. I'm going to pray for complete healing for Manassas and everyone that is recovering from operations. Hallelujah. And travel and mercy on this weekend.
Good morning. This is Samira. I thank God for our prayer and praises unto God and giving thanks to him this morning. It's just such a joy. I want to continue to pray for my sister Peggy. And all those who are suffering in some sort of mental capacity this morning. And also to keep our youth in prayer, our teens, our children, the young people in prayer. And want to continue to lift those up that are in the smoke haze that is going through the cities of New York. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We certainly pray for the New York area. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we also went to
Yvonne. Yeah, this is Yvonne. I want to pray for my sister, her health to get better, Willie Mae Jones. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. This is Lois, and I would like to ask a prayer for the Jordan family as they travel to Florida to take their mother, who is deceased, post-health service this morning for her, and I ask for prayer for myself to continue to heal my knee and my back. And just
yes,
pray
ma'am.
For the world.
Amen. We said another prayer for
Amen.
Travel and mercy, time of bereavement and healing for your back and your knees. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I would also want to put my nephew Wesley for healing. He is also in the same boat as Matthew is. You know, he's hearing and talking impairment for his healing. He's doing better. He can hear a little bit and understand very little, but the communication is
really a challenge. So I'll put in on there as well.
Amen. The command is open right now in Jesus' name.
If we do not have any other, let us all go before the Lord and pray for these prayer requests and for healing. And we thank God for healing on Pastor Darlene, and that is total and complete healing on her body as well, and anyone who is not feeling well. So let us go before the Lord and pray for this prayer need. And the next voice we will hear will be Pastor David to dismiss us in Jesus' name. You all have a blessed weekend. Let's pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, God. Just hold on right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Every last prayer request, oh, Lord, we're making verbally here today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Stretch forth that nail scarred hand, oh, Lord, God.
Healing,
oh, Calvary, oh, Lord, God. And touch right now, oh, Lord, God.
In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord,
we thank you, God.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, Amen. Let it be so.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you.
So we are grateful for this morning. We appreciate you, Pastor Scholastica, in leading us this morning and just helping us to know that we can rejoice in the Lord and just praying fervently. The fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And each and every leader that has led us this morning, this week, we pray that the Lord will just return to you what you have poured into us at least double fold. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. So we, as we're leaving today, we cover and seal our prayers and praises in the blood of Jesus. We decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. In fact, we think this enemy has sent our way that was for evil, that it would turn out for our good in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I decree this morning that we will continue to trust in the Lord God Almighty, because he is the mighty God. He is the one who can see all things, knows all things. All power is in his hands, and the world is ruled at his command. I decree today that the Lord will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the anchor worm, the caterpillar, and the pommel worm, the great army which he sent among you. I decree today that the Lord will give strength to the weary and to him who has no might, you increase in power. I decree today that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, that we will come to the devil, and he will flee from us in Jesus' name. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you can remember, say a prayer for my sister this morning. Her name is Rosalind. She has a birthday on today, and mine will be coming up next Tuesday. So we'll be celebrating her this weekend. And just thank you so much for just thinking of us, and I want you all to know that I love you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom because Jesus Christ himself loved us enough that he gave his life for us. We want to love others in spite of how they act in what they do in Jesus' name. So let us continue to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful weekend. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.